So I'm here at the strike, the picket line at the strike at Tower Hamlets College. I'm talking to a UCU member who is called...
Wojtek.
And he's going to tell us a little bit about the strike that's going on here.
Right, yeah, the strike is about the cuts in ESOL places and also the sacking of teachers. A lot of teachers took voluntary redundancy because of the massive cuts, but some were made compulsory redundant, and the union's aim is to reverse that policy. And unfortunately, the new principal, Michael Farley, is not talking to the unions in any sort of constructive level. And so these strikes have been organised to put pressure on him. And the UCU national executive is also, their negotiators are here as well, trying to talk to Michael Farley. Because the money involved is not really that, it's just a few thousand pounds now. But apparently, Michael Farley wants to see the college make a profit and sees it as a business rather than as an educational establishment. And the argument of the teachers and the unions is that this is a community college serving the needs of the community. And to cut 1,000 ESOL places in the community of Tower Hamlets, where there's a crying, desperate need for ESOL classes, seems a travesty. And that is why we're basically striking. All right, and we've got picket lines here at Arbor Square, at Poplar, at Bethnal Green, and the strike is solid so far.
Could you tell us a little bit about what ESOL is and why it's so important?
ESOL means English for speakers of other languages, particularly important in communities where there are lots of ethnic minorities. And particularly Tower Hamlets has a huge Bangladeshi population. There are also Somalis here. And ESOL is to a large extent a London phenomenon. About 80% of all ESOL students live in London. And it's important for students to be able to learn English, to integrate into the community, and also to seek jobs. And the government actually promised that the Olympics would regenerate East End of London and there'll be masses of jobs. But people who can't speak English can't apply for these jobs and have no chance of actually landing these jobs. And so how are we going to integrate and get communities to live together in trust and harmony if we don't? Bradford riots were caused by communities not understanding each other, being unable to communicate, and English is the sole way in which they can find and create roots and, as I say, once again integrate into this community.
And how long is the strike going to be going on for?
It's an indefinite strike, all right? So we want these teachers have to be reinstated. Again, it's not really a question of that much money, all right? And ludicrous, given the budget that the college is dealing with, that the principal won't find this money to reinstate these teachers.
And if anyone wants to come down to the picket line, how can they get here?
Oh, they can either go on Commercial Road, catch the number 15 bus or the 115, any bus, or come to Limehouse, the DLR link, DLR, the Docklands Light Railway. Yes, and it's only 5 minutes walk from there.
Thanks very much.
Right, thank you.